The people have spoken. After a highly charged, 28-day campaign, to say nothing of the months of politicking that preceded it, voters finally got to have their say on Monday, and they chose more of the same. That result was far from assured in the days and weeks leading up to the election, with many an opinion poll showing there was a very real possibility that our traditionally conservative province might tilt the other way. In the end, however, that was not to be, as Danielle Smith's United Conservatives were given another four-year mandate. There are myriad reasons why we got such an outcome, but the most likely is that deep-seated beliefs are difficult to change. Smith's controversial remarks and conspiracy theories undoubtedly caused trepidation among moderate conservatives, some of whom ultimately decided to jump ship, but far more concluded that her UCP team was best suited to steer the province's economic ship. The result is an endorsement of the UCP approach, but it's not an invitation for Smith to take the province to the fringes, to play to the extremists, or to make Alberta the laughingstock of the country. Instead, it's entrusting her to provide good, stable government, to put the focus on the needs of everyday Albertans and to adeptly navigate these challenging times. Her government will be closely watched, not only by constituents, but by the largest opposition in the province's history, as even though the NDP didn't get the big prize on Monday, it's sending a 38-strong contingent to Edmonton. The premier is now tasked with creating a robust economy and using the tax revenue that flows from it to improve health care, education, and the plight of Albertans who are being challenged daily by cost of living increases. Closer to home, congratulations must go to Highwood incumbent R.J. Sigurdsson, who was easily returned for a second term, and Chelsea Petrovic, the MLA-elect in Livingstone MacLeod, who kept that seat blue. Like the province as a whole, voters in the local ridings just weren't willing to change their stripes. Let's hope the rancor that has plagued this province subsides now that the election is in the books and the new-look UCP government gets down to business.